K'moshen Chesed, who Rias Azulas, Azulay Chesed is being able to see the other guy. Hakuras Ha'oda Machai Mechutzalay, recognizing the person that lives outside of you. Kaka Yira, similarly Yira, he Havchonas Habera Shim Mechutzalay, is a recognition of the Creator who is outside of you. Hakaychas Asmuim, Hakoilim Bekirbeno, the hidden forces or powers that are within us, Einam Makirim B'davar Chutz Me'atzmeinu, they don't recognize anything outside of ourselves. Haguf Va'akoychas Aruchanim Mistaifim Mimenu, the body and the spiritual forces that are sort of come from it, Ein Lehem Ela Ritzaneis Ritzanoseim Shelahem, they have their own desire, their own will. Ulam ahit maz gut ben guf v'neshama, the acclimation, the, you know, how is a better word to translate it, the coming together between the body and the soul, hachnisa ben akoychos ha'elu kayach echad, brings from these forces one force, instinct ha'omer l'odam l'rasen atzmo b'yitzara v'maisav, a instinct that tells a person to restrain, or restrain himself in his yetzer, his desires and his deeds. Zua yira, this is the yira. The thing that is the restraining force in a person is the yira, is the fear. Yira mrasenet et ha'odam, fear restrains a person. It's a restraining force within us. So this, like, coming together of the body and soul gives a person a force that can deal with and restrain other forces. This is the force of fear. The kol adam yesh neyira tivit zayt, every person has this naturally. Yesh va'adam eno minam ma'aminim, there are some people that are not believers. Vafal pikin kayach ha'yira shelo lochadal lifoil, still the kayach ha'yira, the force of fear, has not ceased to work within him. Who nimnem ilavor averos, and he doesn't do averos. The merusam bitnaguso harbe yoytzerima shideosav dershos mimenu, and he's held back in his actions a lot more than his opinions, his character might have done so. When required of him, like what his opinion is, but somehow he's held back. Yira mrasenet et kol ha'odam, the yira has this restraining force on a person. V'mida sheyitzrei odam hashveilim b'yoser mrusanim, the more that a person's base instincts are restrained. V'mida zu pelet b'kirboi ha'yira tivit hazay, then this natural yira is working within him. And if it's not working, you see people whose base instincts aren't restrained, means that this is not working in them. The natural, they've even overcome the sort of natural year that might exist. V'chein, tavat ha-Torah v'mechayevet afilu et ha-molek al shelo yira Elokim. Therefore, the Torah demands and even makes a point that a molek was not a yira Elokim. When Avram Avinu was asked, "I'm sorry, why did he say she's my sister?" There's no fear of God in this place. They're going to kill me for my wife, because of my wife. Kalimer, as ishta bavada yichu imenu, they're certainly going to take his wife. Yeshalim neizah, it would've been impossible to stop it. Elagam oiso yahargu im yavada lahem kibala. But they're going to kill him too if they would know that. They would kill him if they knew that he was her, if he was her husband. L'kain, she'll call him Pachesh lo Yargu. Amar Achaisi, Therefore, at least to say, he doesn't get killed, he just says, she's my sister. Right? If he says she's my wife, so she'll become a widow, and then she won't have a husband anymore. Right? And then she'll be available. She'll be single. Right? And if she's his sister, so she's also available. It's like, the only nafkamina between saying it's my sister and my wife is that I stay alive if I say it's my sister. So he said, that's because there's no fear of God in this place. Once there's no Yiras Hashem, then there's Gili Arayis and Shvichas Damim. Rabbi Chazal, Avraham Avinu l'maskanasa. See from Chazal how Avraham Avinu came to that conclusion. Achsanoyis shebolair. A guest comes to a city. Al iska achila v'shtiyah shalom v'so. Al iska ishta shalom v'so. What are you first asking about? Like something to eat or drink, or is that your wife? Right?
Man.
We sort of know, where their head is, right?
Wow.
Rashi vayeravi rabbi kamasai beisam tzadik beis amud aleph ishtachahi achayischachi ishtachahi is a wife, your sister l'chayra shgiya b'derach eretz l'chayra apparently it's the mistake in derach eretz. Oh, you should have asked first, he wants something to eat or drink. Avram heisik mimenu maskana k'chamura, but he took a very clear conclusion, a very strong conclusion. Mizana lemdim, from this we can learn. We understand from this then that really the foundation of Derech Eretz is Yiras Shemayim. People may have good external mannerisms, but that's not true Derech Eretz. God gave Shlomo a lot of wisdom and understanding. And a wide heart like the sand of the ocean, Asher al Svasayam on the beaches. Reb Levi Omar Machol Gedeliyam, just like the sand is a fence for the water, Af Chachmosa Gedel Lishlomay, so too his wisdom was a fence for Shlomo. Niflamay, he called Chachmosa Yatsuma, she. Shimshilo legeder asatzma. His tremendous wisdom served him to sort of fence himself in. Shalzeh nemar hein yiras Hashem hi chochma. That yiras Hashem is wisdom. Hein b'loshen yivoni achas. Was hein in Greek is one. So it's like one. It's the one yiras Hashem. It's the year of God. That's the chochma. Kol geder katan. Shezoichel is gather bo every small thing that a person merits to sort of fence himself in with, to control himself. Hitaylus gedele hilo is a tremendous growth. Right? When he's not hefker, he's not just grabbing anything that he feels like, anything that he wants, but he's able to control himself and have a something that is, no, I'm not going to do this, stay away. That's a tremendous growth. He should feel the growth. He's in control. It means this is where the person becomes in control of his desires and not the desires in control of him. A person that is successful in restraining himself, sometimes just bursting out something, saying things, pamit parts of spakas, and it's getting angry, the skulk and laughter. Yochel techef lahavchin, he can right away differentiate rachovas das pnimis. He can already feel an expansion of his das in internally. Shit, he's eisfilo that has been added to him. Oh, look, I stopped. I was able to control. It didn't happen. I controlled it. I'm in control. Kach nivchenet ha-yira. So is, that's how we judge yira. Maisa's nasha shel odom ha-terehi, this is the caring, it's the point of the soul of an odom ha-terehi, lios godur balichusav. He needs to be I'm trying to think of a better word than fenced in, but restrained, or a certain level of restrainment in his imposed. He imposes restraints in what he does. Zui achinoch liyira. This is the education to yira. Likvoy latzmo gedarim, to set for ourselves gedarim. Gedarim, I said, certain fences, certain boundaries. Hein b'derech eretz v'hein b'zehirus b'mitzvus, whether it's in derech eretz or in carefulness in mitzvus. Amnam yizharnu b'fnei avayda b'midas b'terem nakir satzmeinu. We said that the person has to be careful by doing work in their midos before they know themselves. B'fnei chumras b'mitzvus l'mish en adam godol, by taking on stringency as mitzvus for a person that's not a adam godol. And the person has to be careful in doing avodas hamitzvos, working on their midos, on the midos, before they understand themselves, and taking on things that are not really appropriate for them. Ulam kana medubar hu begdarim shem misug hilchas derech eretz. Here we're talking about things that are in the, talking about derech eretz. Hainu ban hagas adamim gufo, the way a person relates to his, with his body. Beit al chilasin, the way when he eats, v'vo b'magim chavero, when he comes into contact with his friend, v'bal yiyya, iver, ayer prutza, ir prutza ein chayma, like an open city without a wall. Isha sher ein ma'atzar l'ruchay, there's no stopping for his spirit, like there's no boundaries, that's what he feels like doing. And he says, I have keiris. Right, the yira, creates a boundary. Adding in our quality of our Yiras Hashem is a tremendous service. It's a tremendous work. Amarno ki Yira hi kayach ayin stiktivi hamekanein ba'amke sisrei odom. We said that Yira is a sort of natural instinct that is beating. It's nested in the depths of the person. Ha'avoydehi, the avoydeh is lahaloisa misham shitiya gluya b'leiv, that we have to bring it up from there, that it should be like open in the heart, umorgeshes la'odam, and felt to the person. Yesh lilmoid liyira es Hashem anechman v'noira es Hashem elokeinu, to learn how to fear God. Af yira ta'inesh riyahi, riyah behira, says even the fear of punishment is a certain seeing. Riya behira shela osid atzomeach b'hakara b'hechrich me'avera. You see clearly the future that's going to come about from averas. Right? So a person is afraid, has a certain fear of punishment. That's not a high level of fear, but it is. It's also a fear. It's a fear and a recognition of what's going to happen if this is what I do. Right? What's going to be the punishment for the crime? A person that serves God from fear and doesn't want to deceive himself. He'll think about the fear of, he'll in this fear of punishment, the punishment. So in order to increase his fear, and he'll use that as a way of increasing his fear of God. It's part of the mitzvah of fearing God. Lahamin, so he brings in the sefer mitzvahs. Lahamin yiraso yitala lipachid mimenu. To believe in his fear, Yirasa Yisala, of his exaltedness, lepachid mimenu, to fear God, lo yekoyfrim, not like the apostates, ahochim b'shrius libam, we care, they do whatever they feel like. Alvan lira b'yiras einsha b'cholait, he's worried about, he has a fear of punishment at all times. Zel omru es Hashem elokeinchem, this is what it means to fear God. There's a basic fear of, on at least a basic level, of this reward and punishment. And if I do what God, what I'm supposed to do, reward. I do what I'm not supposed to do, there's going to be punishment. It's not like God is a fairy grandmother that only gives out lollipops if you're good. So make a mistake in that which the writers write. Become a Rambam, Masayif Hilchas Tshuva, Ki Yira Sa'ina, Shidargas HaNoshim Vakdanim. That the fear of punishment, that's like the level for lady, women and children. Right? Halavai, we should be at such a level. Right? Even within the fear of the punishment, there's also a part of that is the yiras haraymus, is the fear of God's exaltedness. That's what it's clarified, and that's what's in the Sefer HaMitzvahs, the Yeshba b'china shel katnus. And it has in it a certain level of smallness. Asher elah Rambam mitkaven b'sav hilchasim. That's what the Rambam means. There's some level of smallness there. Like, you know, the only thing that motivates you is the stick, so to speak. Like, you know, if you're going to get punished, that's what's motivating you. But without that motivation, like, you wouldn't be there. Gam nashim v'ktanim yireim yirasaynash. Women and children, they also fear. They also afraid of getting punished. Yirazu hine pachad mimo'iris azman. This fear is a fear of what's going to happen after time. Limnoya oisan muchan adam lasis is a call to prevent it. A person is willing to do everything. Zui yiras shel katnus. That's a certain smallness, a fear of smallness. I just don't want to get punished. Ulai yaitzim biyira zu gam mitzvah says Hashem al kimti. Even with that though, you yaitzim the mitzvah fearing God. Aval yiras haraymamus, but fear be a fear of the exaltedness of God, a fear from just being in of that mightiness, that exaltedness. Shibiyiras ha'einesh, the yiras haraymamus in the yiras ha'einesh. That's so we shouldn't be like the apostates that just go with wantonly and do whatever they feel like. This is a fear of what's going to come about in the end. Before God, from all our deeds. That we should know that we're going to be judged for every deed. Everything we did, we're going to come before God in judgment. Could be we did chew on it, so we'll have already dealt with it. But otherwise, there's a judgment. There's a judgment day. That religion, hine sif b'ideologia tshonot. It's a part of different ideologies. Ulan shami mofa ki echad mishitchei pulosel shel achevra enoshit. Over there, it comes out as a certain type of actions, the chevra noishis of different people, ki emunas mada v'politika, emunas beliefs in science and politics, kamo b'shar shitchim, yamachshav oisa gam b'shedach ze, godam oisa b'terach shaloi. It's all like in other areas, a person thinks, his thoughts make it, it's like in this area, like he's in his own boundaries. Dat shel emes ena shetach pa'ula. A religion of truth is not a area of action. Ela shetach hitbatlus. It's a area of annulment. It means it's not where I'm acting, it's where I'm annulling myself before God. He chareget mitchum ribonoso shel ha'odim. It goes out of the boundary of the control of the person. Hagaiva v'agdula, the haughtiness, so to speak, or the greatness, l'chayor lomim, that's to God. Achayal v'chaysin, the mightiest is l'chayor lomim, for God. Yiras ha'enesh amiti, see, true fear of God, late kol l'palmiya shalmalia, is to ascribe everything, to give strength to the heavenly court, lahaving, to understand, lahakir, and to recognize, ki lahashem koyach hashibu, to God is the power of judgment, vachro on decision, al maaseinu on our deeds, ve'ein li molet el ekronos, we can't hide, like run to ekronot, our fundamental beliefs, v'shitot, and opinions, v'yoy madin atoho. You're not going to be able to say, well, God, I held like this. You have to understand, God, I held that you didn't exist. So this is the way I acted, and so, you know, I guess I was wrong, but, you know, you got to judge me according to, yeah, this is my principle. My principle was that a belief was that this is the way things should be, and this is the way it should work. He ain sheiklin ela b'daito shel keldeos. We weigh things according to the opinion of God. And there is another ardas, vishita seno, in our opinions. You know, I have a shita, you know, this is my shita in the way things should, the world should work, and that's the way I did it. Harigam yiras ha'inesh. So we also have the fear of punishment. Ri'ya ruchaniti is also a spiritual way of looking at things. Kolod sheshkuim b'shuris leiv, as long as a person is still sunk in their own, in the shuris leiv, this wantonness, this hefkerus, this do what I feel like, enam roim, they don't see. V'achen zui ha-mitzvah b'yiras ha-einish, this is the mitzvah in yiras ha-einish, the fear of punishment. Latzeit mishuris ha-leiv v'lirotz, to get out of that sort of blinders of yourself and to see the reality, to see that there is, there's more, there's reward and there's punishment. But there's also punishment, there's also judgment, there's also a din. That's part of it. It doesn't mean that a person should become dysfunctional, but it means that a person has to realize that's part of life. Zui avaydas ayira la'alais koyach instinctivi ze la'hafa la'ira gluya b'lay. This is our avayda, our service in Yiras Hashem, to take this instinctive power, force, and to turn it into something which is open in the heart. Rambam in the Perek Beis, Miseder Tera, Halacha Beis writes, Ve'ech hi aderach la'avosav liyiroso, how, what's the way to love and fear God? V'shashiv b'ayinina odem v'maiso v'bruya v'nifloyi magdeilim. So the person will think into the deeds and his creations, the amazing creation, agdeilim v'yira mehen, and he will fear from them. Hachmosai she'ein lo erach lokeit, of a fear of the tremendous wisdom that has no end to it and no bounds to it, that created all this. Miyad hu oyev, immediately he should love, umishabeach, and praise, umafire, and glorify, umisayvet haiva gedoyla, of a tremendous desire, leido Hashem agodol, to know this great God, like, who created this? Who made all this? I want to know who made this. Like David HaMelech said, my soul thirsts for God, the living God. The person will think about these things. Like he's going to immediately, when he thinks about these things, he will like recoil and spring backwards. And he'll fear. Like from the recognition that there's a creator, such a great creator. The Odea Shu Beria Ketania realizes a small creation, Shvela Fela, it's dark, it's small and dark, Omedet Bedas Kala, with a small intellect, Me'utilifne Tomim Deos, before the perfect one. Hosha Amar David, Ki Era Shmecha Maasev Etzbosecha, I see like your name says, Maise Etzbosecha, the deeds of your finger. Ma'enosh kitiskuna, who is man that should even bother with us? You should remember us. Right? That's the truth. Is that was where some of the philosophers made a mistake. They took that too far. They it's true, but God said not like that. I was like, you know, God, we says they came to the conclusion like, you know, in relation to God, we're like ants, like we're nothing. So why should God care about us? Why should God have anything to do with us? And the emphasis is that, you know, to some of the, so in theory it could be true, but God said not like that. God cares about even the ant, every part, every creation, certainly human beings. But otherwise, that's what certain philosophers said, that God is too great to be involved in this world. Davar nifla magala kana Rambam. It's an amazing thing the Rambam reveals here. B'yira makira odom asatzmo. With fear, a person recognizes himself. Bo'imdo lifnei Hashem, that he's standing before God. When the force of these things and the full extent of the recognition of his exaltedness touches his heart, this is fear. He staklus b'mais of an ifloim, to look in his amazing deeds. Afilu teichis palus atzuma. But even with this tremendous, that a person standing at the Grand Canyon or what is by the Swiss Alps, and he looks at them, im enu mevia ledeis eris, if it doesn't bring it to some sort of arousal, ma ani ba'atzmi flay tamir, who am I before the one that made this? Einena yira, el hasoges roimus asher b'dimyum yiseida. So this is not going to come then to fear. It's just going to be some sort of grasping of exaltedness, but it's in a imaginary way. It's not. He hasn't taken it the right way. He has these phylus. He has a certain wow. He doesn't take it to the next step, and he misses out. And then it becomes something that is just a dmyon. It's imaginary. Zui nekudas hayira. This is the point of yira. Shnaim shemim drasha. Two people hear a drasha. Two people hear a shmuz. Ha'echa nena ma drasha mavrakasu mahavrakuseha. One of them enjoys it from its, like, you know, its brilliance and its nice, wonderful points. Hasheni margish ki'ilu adrasha kulo makavenet elov. The same one feels like the whole thing was talking to him. The choshefet lefanav kol nigei nafsho, and uncovers before him all the nigei nafsho, his prejudices about himself, where he is, his own shortcomings. Zeh hasheni hu yiras shamayim. The second one's a yiras shamayim. Ki hu miyaches advarim el atzmai, because he takes the things and puts them to himself. Realize, how does that apply to me? What does it say to me? As somebody told me recently, it was the Talmud of Rav Olbus, in Yeshiva Bayim, he said he remembers once somebody came to the Mashgiach after the Shmuz, which they're saying was, or as in the Chabura, he said, what a, it was a wonderful, it was a beautiful Shmuz, what a beautiful Shmuz. Or somebody told over to him, he said, or maybe he said it to Mashgiach, wonderful Shmuz. So he said later, he said, he didn't understand a thing. That was a beautiful Shmuz. The guy, like, that was the first guy. Beautiful schmooze, a nice idea. He didn't relate any of it to himself. He missed the whole thing. What does it say to me? That's the essence of what Musar is. What does it say to me? What does it say about me? Therefore, Yerushalayim, fear of God, and a fear of sin is one. Ki ayira enenu hargosha adina, fear is not this delicate sense, hamuf shetet, separate, umenuteket mi oilam amaisa, separate and disconnected from the world of doing. Elo hakara sa odam atzim with neabayra. This is a recognition of the person himself before God. Vahakara zois, and this recognition, beachre, shetid bota, vidrachik odam minachet. Certainly, this recognition is expressed in the way a person stays away from sin. Baba mida shid karev elabayr, to the degree that he gets close to God. Right? The fact is that a person doesn't sin because he realizes this is not what God wants. And he gets closer to God, so he realizes, I'm not going to do that. It's the external expression of that internal recognition. Ulai liyachesh loznecha yetzer, liyachesh loznecha yetzer, perhaps to feel to the ear of the yetzer, oilecha, very Yekatana, woe to you as you small creature, you small creation, Shvela Vafela, dark and nothing. Umedet Bedas Kala Mu'uta, you with your limited understanding, Ezid Dikayon, so you think, ah, it'd be depressing. Ezid Nichitut, like, so it's a depressing inferiority. Ezid Chaim, what a life of Atzvut, of depression, V'chaser Kolon lacking. So that's what the Yeshua Hara is going to tell you, right? You little nothing, right? Ah, what a life of depression, a life of inferiority, a life of nothingness. But you got to say to him, Oilecha Dal Goya, woe is to you that you're poor in pride. V'enach Yodea ki b'shiflus bo'eifel, that you don't realize that um, that the shiflus of Oifel and the lowliness and the darkness, lifnei tomim deos, before the king, the God, the perfect one, yesh ba yaiser roimamus, ba yaiser or, there's greater exaltation and greater light, masher yachilu kola habayros anishbori, masher chotzvu lahem shayfei hagoin v'roidfu ha'or l'mineim. Before, with that Yiras Hashem, with that recognition of who we are in juxtaposition to God, that's not nothingness, that's not depression, that's not inferiority, that's greatness. That is far greater light and far greater sense of being than those creature, than those people that are full, they like go after the broken, let's expression, broken wells that they've cut for themselves, and they want their glory, and they run after the different this and the different that. They think with all their gaiva, they're the ones living in darkness. It's only when a person has this recognition, so then they have the true light, then they can truly proceed through. Ki era shmecha masecha zbosecha yireach v'koicha v'masher koinanzo. Right? See, fear, it's the deeds of your finger, the moon and the stars. Now you prepared my enosh kitzu. Who is man yishemenu? Ben an tifkedenu. It was the person that you should redeem him. Techasru ma'at melokim. Techasru chaser is lacking a little bit from God. V'kvoid v'hodar tatru and honor and glory crowns him. Tamshilu b'maisa yadecha. He tamshilu is the maishel. He rules b'maisa yadecha with the work of your hands. Kol shosa. Tachas Raglav. It's all established. The Tehillim says it's established. Tachas Raglav, tachas beneath the feet. So what does it mean? Kizaisi Ayira, Eben Melech Melech. This is what it means. The servant of the king is the king. Means it's true, but you're working in the palace. You're one of the king's close aides, but you're still a servant of the king. Vavodosai. And our service simcha b'tuv leivav mirod kayo, and our service has to be with joy, the tuv leivav and a gladdened heart mirod kayo. From we have so much, and it's not a depression, it's not a lacking, it's not just the opposite. It's not. It's only in juxtaposition to God, but that is tremendous wealth. That is tremendous joy, if a person can get there and make use of it. Mishurish mishutaf yitzat, from this, a shurish mishutaf is a like a partner, a roots that like together. It comes together. Misham nifrodot, and from here, like it comes together, and here it separates a year of achesed. Mirias hazulas, from seeing the other guy. Achesed meili pulu shel hatova. Chesed brings about doing acts of kindliness. V'hayira mamsiya gdorim la'odam atzmai. And the yira brings about or creates gdorim, boundaries for the person himself. It means chesed is you go out and you do. Yira is you constrain. You set boundaries. Magbilim heim bedrachim. They're limited in their ways. There's not a great distance between them. Yiras Shamayim yachol likvayts l'chesed. A Yiras Shamayim can jump to chesed. V'yiras Shamayim yazru liskeis l'mayis emes chesed. And from heaven they'll help him to be zeicha to true acts of chesed. And the idach, on the other hand, mishni keret siyata d'shmaya b'mayis ha'chesed shlo, the one that appreciates and realizes that siyata d'shmaya in his acts of chesed, there's chesed on him. He should know that he's also a Yerushimayim. Because he sees that. The chesed Hashem mo'elam v'ad o'elam al-yireyav. The chesed of God is forever on those that fear him. It's the fear of God, the Baal Chesed, you have both factors. The Yiras Hashem and the fear of God. And the Yira can lead to chesed, and the chesed leads to Yira. And there are two aspects, sort of almost of the same coin. Is the chesed is the ability to see beyond oneself, and the yir is the ability to limit oneself, and that has the dual aspects that we need to do, and then it has to be properly applied with the midas emes. So Hashem will come back after Purim. We'll have begin the Pirkei Emunah, the chapters on Emunah Hashem. So,